Thursday evening, and you know what it's time for. It's more tales from my friend Chris's life. The autobiography. It's 24 years at the tap end. When you hear this, you know it's nearly Friday. Work is over for the day. Sit back, relax, maybe make a cup of tea, and listen to more of these stories. What's occurring?
Ken Barlow inspired me today.
Inspired a lot of people today, I think.
To write this one. It's round from my 15th year at the tap end, which I think is the GCSE year.
And how did Ken help you with that?
Just sort of in the theme of this, but I'll explain all.
Could you, please? Yeah, quickly.
Oh, what now?
Well, yeah, I'm a bit concerned.
I just thought I'd talk about old people today.
Sure. Glad we've got that cleared up. Fair play, though. He is 80, isn't he?
Is he?
Ken Barlow is 80.
Doesn't look it.
He is.
Would you Ken Barlow?
Would I what Ken Barlow?
Is he on your list?
Hey? Look, I answered those internet rumours on my personal Twitter account earlier on today.
So you weren't one of the 1,000?
No.
Apparently it could be more.
One of Ken's babes. Yeah, so 15th year, I think, whatever the GCSE year was, if you're keen.
Keen, as always. Keen, Bucky?
Keen.
Ready?
Ready.
Someone, can I just say, when I was doing that presentation when I was off on Tuesday, someone actually heckled me with, ready.
Did they?
Yeah, I introduced myself and someone in the audience went, ready.
Actually, someone...
I was like, and I automatically went, ready. And I thought, that's going to sound so weird because they're obviously being like cut up and put on the internet. And then there's me just going to be randomly going, ready.
Do you think we could convince them to maybe start the 100 metres at the Olympics with, ready?
What's the new starter's gun?
Yeah.
Keen.
Ready.
Anyway, ready. We're all ready, aren't
we? Go on, we've established that.
Right.
You're never ready, but ready.
Right, come on, I'm ready. When growing up, me and my mates Dougsy and Webbo were never the kind of lads that would cause any criminal damage or terrorise the neighbourhood. We were middle of the road, nice lads, I'd like to think, proud of our town and its people. We enjoyed keeping up on local news and getting involved in local pinner activities and events. We had respect for the elder members of our community, who often organised all this stuff. I've always been the kind of person that believes in giving up their seat on the bus for an elderly person, or helping carry shopping bags when the elderly people are walking upstairs. Like gentlemen would.
I like that. You are a gent.
Mm.
And there aren't many of you left, Chris.
The problem is, as a young person, it is hard to do this without people thinking you're up to something or have an ulterior motive. Only last week, me and Dougsy were walking down an alley when a small elderly person appeared at the other end. Feeling awkward, we tried not to look threatening, and the person on the other end looked anxious. In a bizarre move that took me by surprise, Dougsy slipped his hand into mine as we walked past the person. I tried to pull away, but he held on tight.
When was this last week?
Yeah.
What? Why did he hold your hand?
When I asked him why he did this, he told me it made us look less threatening. Technically, he was probably correct, but it didn't feel right.
Has he ever held hands with you before?
Never. It was a one-off, this.
Right.
And we didn't really talk about it much afterwards.
Right. Is it still a bit awkward?
It was an odd thing to do, but can you see why he did it? If
yeah,
we look like lovers, we look less threatening.
How do you know he hadn't set up the situation, like he's hired an elderly actress to walk down an alley at a specific time just so that he can hold your hand, just so that then it leads to... Do you know what? I think if it keeps happening, you need to have that question.
Did you recognise the elderly person from any soaps on TV, maybe Holby City?
I can't say I did.
Was it the Dowager Countess off of Downton? You would have recognised Maggie Smith, I assume.
So there's some kind of service where you can rent old people for these kind of situations. Is that right?
No, just hire an actress.
Anyway.
This has not crossed your mind before.
What, that he might be on the other side?
Yeah.
On the other side? That sounds like he's dead and come back as a ghost.
Oh, I don't mean that. I mean...
The way he looked at me that day when I gave him that microwave.
No.
Yeah.
When you gave him the microwave?
Yeah, he had my old microwave away.
We went round, not looting.
It was faulty. He said he'd get it fixed.
You can't give someone a faulty microwave.
What can go wrong?
Oh, God, yeah,
well,
you caused real issues for his family. I've told you about this, haven't I?
What?
The electric shocks off the microwave that you've been giving them.
See? I told you. You look at me and you're like, health and safety this, health and safety that. You can't just be going giving away faulty electrical goods.
He's in the shed. I thought it was in fine
There's
working order.
There's a reason that charity shops don't accept them.
Oh, sorry.
We went round to Scott's house. He gave Dougsy a microwave before he left, And yeah, took it back home. The dad was really happy. But yeah, they started getting electric shocks whenever they pressed cook.
I'm so sorry.
So they've had to get rid.
I genuinely didn't know that.
Were you trying to get rid of Dougsy so that you could have Chris all to yourself? This top end is full of revelation today.
Wow.
We've always got on well with older people. In the summer of our GCSEs, and soon after the incident with Lee Latchford, Evans's girlfriend, we were running out of ideas for stuff to do to pass the time. Most people finish their GCSEs early, leaving a massive long summer, and being too young to go to the pub, there wasn't that many places to go. We spent a large amount of our time in Pinner Memorial Park, playing football and scouting for girls. Me and Dougsy were mucking around in the park one day when we heard a commotion coming from over the hedge. There was a load of OAPs kicking off on the bowls green. I'd never really stopped to watch this sport properly before, but it didn't take long till we were hooked. We pretended to commentate from our position in the hedge. A lovely elderly person called Donald was impressed with what we were doing and invited us in for a closer look. He was a lad and introduced us to his crew.
How old was Donald?
Probably pushing 80.
Cool, lad.
It was mainly lads that we were introduced to, but there was a bit of crumpet on the side.
You can't call old people crumpet.
Why not?
It's just... One, it's off of Nans.
Crumpet?
Yeah. Bit of crumpet. And two, you said you respected your elders.
I do.
Well, you can't call 80-year-old women crumpet.
Yeah, but it's more rude that you're saying that you can't be crumpet and 80.
I think you mean to call them cougars.
No, because cougars are just after young people, aren't they?
Right, so at what age is a cougar? 40?
Yeah, but they've got to be interested in young people. I'm not saying these ladies were interested in young people. I was just saying they were the skirt then.
All right, then
they
stick with crumpet.
Scott! Well, what else do you call them?
Ladies?
Yeah, can maybe. Do. All right then.
Cool.
All right then.
Thanks.
We had a great time that afternoon, and were even shown the basics of bowls. It's a great sport, and ignited an idea that this was the sport that I could become a potential world champion in. Me and Dougsy were much younger than the other players. Our idea was that getting into the sport at the age we were, we would be the world's greatest by the age of 60.
Because you had some time to catch up.
Yeah, because most sports you sort of peak around 25, 30.
Yeah, but bowls champions are like in their 20s and 30s.
Are they?
Yeah. It's not just old people that play bowls.
Oh.
I would have thought that the world's best bowls player would be around 60, wouldn't they?
No, they're like quite young.
Well, this is a flaw in my plan then. Because what I thought is I could do 40 years of practice... Rather than starting the game when I was 60, I'll start the game now, and then by the time I'm 60, I'll be golden bowls or whatever you want to call me. We ended up becoming members of that bowls club, causing everyone at the bowls club to have to get police checked.
Is that true?
Yeah, because... We were the first people of that kind of age to...
I bet they loved you.
Caused all sorts of grief.
Poor Donald.
Yeah, bless him.
I bet he wishes he'd never talked to you that day.
Yeah, because some... thing is, some of the people there voted against us joining. Because of that.
Was there like a committee?
Yeah, it was a big thing, us two joining. We had great times, though, and I'm sad to say we are no longer members, but it's something I'm keen to take up again.
What went wrong?
We just sort of gave up after a few weeks. You can only do it in the sunny weather.
So after all of that hassle of everyone, all those 80-year-olds getting police checked, you went for 3 weeks.
My £10 membership, and then it was off. We just sort of left it.
Didn't go back?
No, but it was good whilst it lasted, and I'm keen to go back again. It was also in Pinner Memorial Park that we first came across a small band of men that turned up to every Pinner function or event. A small band of legends, the Morris Men of Pinner. It was the Pinner Village show where I first saw them, dancing around and drinking beer. People loved them, I loved them, and I wanted to be part of them.
You wanted to be a Morris dancer?
Yeah. I just think they're great. They dance around.
Is it the hanky thing?
Yeah, you know they dress all in white and they've got bells on their legs and stuff like that. It just looks fun.
See, if you go back to that alley, if you were dressed as a Morris dancer with bells on your fingers and bells on your toes, that old person would not have been scared of you.
Yeah, that's true.
And then Dougsy wouldn't have had to do that awkward holding your hand thing.
Yeah. They would dance around in circles, clashing sticks and shouting nonsense. When it came to the part of their performance where they encouraged the crowd to get involved, I was more than keen. I was taught the basics and got right into it. They had a number of moves, one involving a rubber chicken.
Eh?
I don't know what the symbolism is, but they would just toss this rubber chicken. There was one time I remember they were doing an event in Pinner and they tossed the rubber chicken on top of an ice cream van, which caused issues for their performance, but it was funny all the same. They all had moustaches and wore full Morris dancer uniform. I got chatting to them after one performance. Dougsy was trying to persuade me to sign up, when my attention was caught by a quite petite Morris dancer. He was unlike any of the others, and it didn't take me long to realise why. It was clearly a girl with a moustache drawn on.
Really?
Yeah. I was intrigued by this. Not sure whether I should blow her cover, I decided not to make a big point of this.
Was it obvious?
It was blatantly a girl with a moustache drawn on, and she had a high voice. Perhaps the other Morris men hadn't clocked the girl in the group, and she was doing a good job fitting in. She was even drinking ale. I suppose I could see her problem. There doesn't seem to be a female equivalent of Morris dancing, so if she wanted in on that sport, then she had to pretend to be a bloke.
This sounds like it could be a plot to some new kind of rom-com.
How do you mean?
Do you know what I mean?
Where a girl infiltrates a Morris dancing group to get close to the hot one.
Yes. So Jennifer Aniston has always wanted to become a Morris dancer, but isn't allowed because she's a man. So,
what?
Because she's a man. No, I mean, because she's not a man.
Yeah.
Right. And then, no, she's not a man. And but then infiltrates the group whilst wearing a funny moustache or drawing it on with hilarious consequences.
Hmm. And I'll take it she ends up with the hot one, the hot Morris man.
Probably Gerard Butler.
What's the twist 3/4 of the way through? That they're all women. Yeah. There could be Sex in the City 4.
Yeah.
That they all meet each other at a Morris dancing group. Don't realise.
I never did sign up to be a Morris man, but it's definitely something I'm up for doing in the future. From what I see, you just drink ale, dance and get treated like a rock star. I think there's a lot to look forward to in the future years of the Tap End, and I'd like to think me and the lads will one day be Morris dancers or big-time bowl players. Only the future will tell.
That's a really good one today, Chris. Thank you very much. Very touching.